Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. Well, today I want to talk to you about task lists. Do you have a task list? Well, for some, a task list is really something that haunts them. And for others, it's something that keeps pestering them and just, you know, it's just something you have that pushes you to keep going every day. Well, in reality, a task list is supposed to be something that helps you to get your job done. And at the end of the day, you should feel really good about it. You should feel like, I've done a lot of stuff today towards the goals or whatever it is you're actually attempting to do for the day. Now, sometimes this doesn't work. And for many, many people, this is actually more of a problem than it is a good thing. Because in the end, they have a task list which is so large and so huge, they just don't get things done. That means they do a certain amount of it, and at the end they look, oh, there's so much more to do, and I can't get it done. What am I going to do about it? And it's more stress than anything else. So there's no fun in that. So if you really want to get things done, you need to have a different point of view towards your task list. Today I want to introduce you to the way I manage my task list and what I do to get my things done. Actually, I'll give you a little secret. I'm pretty much the laziest person when it comes to doing my tasks. And why that is a good thing, I want to tell you right now. Well, very often, items are added for a very specific reason. So if you have something to do and you have a task list, you add it to the task list, and at the time when you were adding it, it was a good thing, you know? You knew that's something that has to be done. For example, you said you're going to write a new blog, or you're going to write whatever. You have to contact that person, or you have to do that. Whatever it is, it's going to go on your task list and you will need to do it. Now, some things on the task list, they even have dates because they may be bound to a specific time frame. So you need to make a phone call to someone on a specific time. Let's be a little bit more clear. A task that is very specific with a date should actually be in your calendar and not in your task list. Because this is not a choice anymore, this is now a fixed thing. So as soon as a task becomes a fixed item that has to be done a specific time, that task should move to your calendar. So really, in your task list, there should only be things that don't really have a date but need to be done, let's say within a certain time. Usually, I would say you would have a task list because you want to do a marketing campaign and there are certain amounts of things that have to be done for this campaign to work. So that's pretty much it. Of course, there will be an end date, but the task itself doesn't have to be done on a specific date. So I'm sure you all heard about the 20-80 rule. You know, something that means 20% of the things you do count for 80% of the results. Me personally, I would go even a little bit further. And I would cut it down that 5% of the things you do could count for 70% or even 90% of your results. But how can you identify the items that actually have the biggest impact on your results? And this is where the secret lies in running a successful task list. So that means you need to be clear about the expected result. You need to know what it is you want to have achieved by the end of the day. So it's not about actually ticking off the tasks, it's about being clear that and that will be done. Not the amount of stuff, but that specific thing, what it's about, will be done. So let's say you have to prepare a media campaign for the next day. And you have a whole list of tasks now in there which you added over the last couple of weeks, which just came to your mind. These are the kind of things that have to be done. Now, instead of just looking at the tasks that need to be done, look at the result you're trying to achieve. So you want to do the media campaign. So when I go through my task list, the first thing I do is, and the first question I ask is there any of those tasks I don't need to do to achieve that? So in order to do the media campaign, is there anything in there which I can just cross off and forget because it's actually not that good? It doesn't really make sense. And that's where my laziness comes in, because I really want to do as little as I possibly can. So if I can manage to do absolutely nothing, well, perfect, and get the result, well, hello, you know, this is it. What better is there? So being really lazy is a great, great thing. So I'm ticking off all the tasks which I know they don't really need to be done. I mean, at the time when I was adding them, I thought they might be important and there was something I thought about. But now I'm seeing, actually, you know what? I don't really need to do this because this can only also be done without that. Or when I do this, that really covers that anyway, so what's the point? So creating a list is one thing. Working a list is a completely different one. So to be more practical and explain it the way I do it, I divide my week in several categories. And these are the main categories, they impact my business. So I say that I have marketing, I have things like customer development, training, and so on. So I try to keep it within five categories. So when I add tasks, I see if I can categorize each of these tasks so I can see where does it fit in. So I just add tasks as they go. They just go in my inbox, task list, boom, 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 just in. But they're all categorized where I think that actually is customer development, that is actually marketing, that is actually whatever, accounting, that is whatever. Whatever it is, whatever categories you have. And then when I decide on the day, today is my marketing day and that needs to be done, I look at all the things, so I filter out what of all these tasks relates to marketing. I get a whole list. Now, then I decide what is my task for today. So what is my goal, my end goal for today? I mean, there will be lots of stuff in the marketing list which might not be necessary for today. So they can stay in there. But what is my goal for today? What I'm trying to achieve by the end of the day, where I look back and say, I've done this. So let's say I want to say, like I said before, this campaign has to be prepared. Then I will tick out all the ones which are actually related to that one specific goal. Then I eliminate each of the ones of the list that I have at the end, which I don't need to do because I don't think actually they're very practical to do, or they don't really need to do, or they have dissolved each other already, or whatever, you know. So I might end up with just a few tasks which give me that specific result. And, you know, I'm quite happy to have done 80% of it, better than having done 100% and never done it. You see what I mean? So if my marketing campaign is to 80% ready and this 80% is what I deliver for the next day, perfect. I'm quite happy with that. So now the next step is to do that every single day. So decide on your category, decide on the end goal, and then work it out. Sometimes when you go through a list, or what's what I do anyway, I see certain tasks where I say, actually, you know what, they're actually not really important anymore because things have changed. At the time when I was adding it, it was quite important and I thought that was a big thing. Now it's not really important anymore. Let's say you have things like turn the heating on. You're in the summer now. Well, there's no point in turning the heating on, right? So it's over. So that thing can come out and I eliminate as many tasks. So I work on my task list in a way of an elimination process. I want to get rid of as many tasks as I can. On one side, I add them. On the other side, I want to get rid of them. And that's my thing. And getting rid of them doesn't mean doing them. It does actually mean getting rid of them. And only what's left, which I really can't get rid of, which has to be done, they're the ones I'm going to do. So you see, the point of writing or managing your task list is a very different thing for me. I'm looking at it from a very, very different perspective. So my successful day is achieved not when I done all my tasks, but when I done my goal, when I achieved my goal. And if that goal can be achieved with one single task, well, perfect, great. If I can do the other 10 or don't do the other 10, fantastic. It can't be better than that. So have a look at your task list and just try to figure out, is there anything that can be scrapped? Anything that you can take out and you don't really need to work with anymore? Do it. Take it out. Move it away and let it, you know, let it flow. Let's see what comes out at the end and what you can see. And always check if whatever's left, is this going to create that result you want? Is this going to fulfill your goal, the one thing that is important for you? That's it. I hope, guys, this gives you a complete different way of working with your task list in the future. Just give it a try. Just see how that works for you. I'm pretty sure that it will really make a change in the way you work with your tasks in the future, and the fun will come back in doing so. Because the first step is get rid of your task list. Have fun with this, guys. I hope that helped. And if you want any more, just come back to my website, www.entrepreneur-academy.eu, and you're going to find lots and lots of blogs, lots of podcasts, and lots of videos related to you as an entrepreneur and how you can turn your life into a much more successful thing. Enjoy. Have fun. Bye. You enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.